Mm-hmm. Adam, how did you find out about pussies being on discount?
I've been, I've just JD Power and Associates. I've been comparison shopping a little bit.
Now, that seems funny to me because it seems like Thailand, from the videos that I've seen...
How about Jade Off Powers and Associates?
Say it again, Nick.
Jade Off Powers and Associates.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
They said this is the best truck of the year. Who did? I don't know. Some guy that beats off and his friends. Wouldn't it just like, if you have the name J.D. Power, people just listen to you?
Yep.
That's some guy that's like, yeah, I made these little like caliper awards. They just hand out to, what are they for? Like the Dodge Durango?
Yep. Who's ever got the best Dodge Durango to beat off in?
J.D. Power.
J.D. Who is Jade Off Powers.
Yeah, Jade Off
Powers. Jade Off Powers.
J.D. Power is an American-based global marketing information services company founded by James David Power III.
Three or the third?
It seems like we shouldn't
third,
be
but
as
I would go
impressed.
By three.
JD3?
JD3.
JD3 is cool.
JDP3?
JDP3? J Power 3?
Name's Power 3.
JD That's what I call my dick.
Yeah.
Power 3.
Warden School. Okay, let's see. J.D. Power and Associates.
That sounds fake. That sounds like he just made a zine about businesses.
He did. He went to college, and then he just started saying, like, this shit's cool. Initially, the associates were in the firm's title were his own wife and children. So, yeah, this is a fake company.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Respected J.D. Power for finessing the whole world.
Get this, though. In 1972, the company drew national attention when his bitch discovered a design flaw in certain Mazda automobiles.
Is that what the Wikipedia article says?
Yeah. So I guess it's the cunt that he was married to is actually responsible for the success of the company.
Oh, wow. Good for her.
So this man who achieved so much, it was actually a fluke because this dumb broad, I guess, like, just accidentally...
Interesting. What was the design for?
I don't know. Who cares what she
did? Right.
Who cares about her?
Yeah, fuck her.
We're talking about this great man.
This great man, J.D. Power 3.
Yeah, this guy's hilarious.
Yeah,
he just had a cool name.
This guy rules. And then his wife.
Like, honey. And this is in 1968, back when everyone was Don Draper. He's like, yeah, I'm not getting the job. I'm going to have my bitch look at blueprints.
I love that it says associates, too. Can you imagine? It's just his boys.
His associates were literally... His wife and children.
Yeah, Adam wasn't listening when I said that part.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Their only job is to take part in this conversation.
I'm here. It was a bad text, guys.
Said your dick's small.
Yeah, no, this guy's...
J.D. Power rules.
This guy's life is awesome.
He never did shit. His wife did one thing. Yeah. She only figured out one thing, and then from then on, I was like, all right, let's listen to them.
Yeah. He served 4 years as a line officer above the Coast Guard icebreaker USCGC East Wind in the Arctic and Antarctic.
So there's no war
troop.
Over there.
That's a
war
troop. Jackets. That's still a troop.
Dude, there's no
That's
war.
Still a troop.
I'll go to Antarctica right now and I'll have sex with some penguins. Dude.
I'll thank him for his service.
He was an icebreaker. So his job was to go create
to make global warming.
Yeah.
He was just fucking spraying his hair down with extra fucking sprays. He was setting off fucking gasoline fires.
Yeah.
What is an icebreaker? You just move a ship
letting
through,
a
like,
fridge open?
They go up to the North Pole and they're like, so...
So where are you from?
Yeah, that's... Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Just step on it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. But wait, there are ships that like...
Not, of course we should know where it's going, Adam. We're comedians. Let him say the first one and then riff off it, man.
No, icebreakers. You're right. I'm sorry. Icebreakers are ships that go up into the Arctic. Well,
I was really wondering.
And they break up the ice.
Why do they have to break up the ice?
You're right.
I was just wondering about the ships, dude. Nick probably knows about those things. Nick's one of my smartest friends. I just wanted to get his take on something that I didn't know about.
I don't know. Presumably so other, like, ships can fucking go through, like, submarines can go through that shit. I don't know.
What, but a submarine could go under the ice?
Not always.
What do you
mean? What if it's thick-ass ice, bro?
Oh, it goes all the way to the bottom?
Yeah, dude.
Damn,
fish
that's
are
wild.
Frozen out there. That's how you get fish sticks.
When they complain about fucking global warming, and then there's ice that you can't even have a submarine go underneath?
Well, not anymore.
These videos are cool. The submarines coming through the ice.
That is cool.
Surprise, faggot.
Hell yeah, dude.
JD Power. JD,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my bitch found some flaw on a gambling website. Oh, me? No, I just go around diners and show my watch to the waitresses. Name's JD Power 3, baby. Yeah, I like to have sex with older gals. Yeah, no, my bitch does most of the working. The D in BetDSI stands for the same D from JD Power. And S stands for his slut wife. And I is his idiot son.
Yep.
And that's also his company.
Yep.
And they offer...
JD Power owns BetDSI.
JD Power owns BetDSI.com. And he's listen, my bitch does most of the fixing. Me, I kind of go around and I just play peekaboo with these diner waitresses. We get a little hotel room. The stop mm-hmm. on in over on Route 55. That's I got right. a room there. They don't even clean the cum out of the sheets. That's how often I'm in there. I say hello to Sharon behind the desk. I say, how you doing, Sharon? She's like, excuse me? I've never seen this woman in my life. But I bring these diner waitresses in there. This place, Squares Diner. Mm-hmm. I try to have sex with all that. It's never actually worked.
It's
but
never worked. It's they're never, all 65 years old.
But they're all old.
All that cum is from me jerking old.
I go in there and I beat off to the thought of fucking one of these diner waitresses before I have to go home to my bitch. Who's making sure my empire stays flush to the gills with good ass opinions on Dodge Durangos? So then they offer odds on pretty much everything else.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, you got major sports, mm-hmm. politics. Yeah, I love just betting on politics.
I do too, man. Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, is that how you pronounce it?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Pete Butt Sex. Has anyone called him that? Has anyone pointed out that Butt is in his name?
Yeah, that's pretty good.